This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have Sandy Henschel with me. She's a contributor to Audiophile. And surprise, surprise, we're talking about audiobooks. Right. Hey, Sandy.
Hi, Joe. I have another Earphones winner for you today. It's a very good book. It's The Last Confessions of Sylvia P. by Lee Kravitz, read by Maggie Meg Reed, Carissa Vacker, and Terry Clark Linden.
Okay. And this is a novel?
Yes, it's literary historical fiction about American poet Sylvia Plath and her circle of confessional poets. The premise is that in 2019, three notebooks are discovered, and they're believed to have been her original writings of her very famous book, The Bell Jar. It's set in three time periods, the 2019, where these notebooks are discovered, and then it's set in 1953 in the hospital where Sylvia is recovering from a failed suicide attempt. And then between 1958 and 1963, we have a letter from Sylvia's rival poet. In this book, she's called Dallas Boston. It's supposed to be a veiled reference to Anne Sexton, but...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the women were not rivals except on the page. They were friends.
So let me ask you, how's the narration then divided? A narrator for each time period?
Yes. Maggie Meg Reed does the 2019 auction curator named Esty, and she's quite wonderful. Her diction is precise. You hear this cultured, refined sound to her. There's a coolness, a nice coolness that you would expect. And then in 1953, we get the psychiatrist, Dr. Ruth Barnhouse.
Yeah.
And she was the only female psychiatrist at McLean Hospital where Sylvia was. The cool doctor's performance, this is Carissa Vacker. And Terry Clark Linden does the poet that's vying with Sylvia for first place with Robert Lowell. The clip we're about to hear is from Dr. Ruth Barnhouse, the psychiatrist, and she tells about her interview for the job at the hospital where she is the only woman.
Okay, well, let's hear that. So this is Carissa Vacker. She is narrating The Last Confessions of Sylvia P.
At my interview before a panel of administrators and doctors all gathered within the Proctor House last summer, I stated for the record that, were the hospital to hire me, I was not going to be changing bedpans or bedsheets, nor was I to tolerate a questioning of my methods. I must be allowed to work using tools and techniques at my discretion, I'd said. My results were going to speak for themselves. Superintendent Frisch, in a tweed jacket and bow tie and with Brill cream in his hair, regarded me with a stony gaze.
McLean Hospital is a bastion of psychoanalysis and tradition, Dr. Barnhouse.
Then he addressed his colleagues.
This institution doesn't need maverick doctors.
So, imagine my disbelief when Dr. Busher, having shown me out of the drawing room, shook my hand and offered me the job. He said I was the finest candidate for the position. I cautioned him I did not tolerate falsehoods, even those designed to soften hard truths. I am no fool. McLean is short-staffed and underfunded, and I am cheaper than a male psychiatrist.
I just love the quality of that woman's voice.
They, all three of them, are so good. It's very easy to listen to.
I love the way I am no fool. And, you know, she's wonderful at conveying characters with the tone of her voice.
Exactly. And she sounds like somebody you might like to have to talk to.
Yeah, exactly.
She has a nice, warm personality there.
And what did you think about the book?
I liked the book. I liked it well enough to give it an Earphones Award because the performances were so top-notch, you know?
Okay, that is The Last Confessions of Sylvia P. It's by Lee Kravitz. It's read by Maggie Meg Reed, Carissa Vacker, and Terry Clark Linden. Thank you so much, Sandy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Support for Behind the Mic is brought to you by Naxos Audiobooks. The Blazing World is part fiction, part feminist text, in which a lady is shipwrecked and seeks to ensure that the blazing world in which she finds herself is transformed into a utopia, free of war, sexual discrimination, and religious discord. Lucy Scott narrates this fascinating and extravagant combination of what the author herself calls romancical, philosophical, and fantastical. That's The Blazing World, and you can get it at naxosaudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.